And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. Today's program is about relationships. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's topic. I get a lot of people come to my website. You know, a lot of people say, I'm sick and tired of arguing with my husband. I'm sick and tired of arguing with my wife. In fact, some people say, I hate my husband. Well, you know something? Most women hate their husbands. Most women hate their husbands. You know why? All right. If you've listened to me for a long time, or, you know, a few weeks, months, or years even. Some people have listened to me for years. I've been around 25 years. If you've listened to me for many years, you know that I often talk about the trauma in the Garden of Eden. Yes, the Garden of Eden story of Adam and Eve, where the serpent tempted Eve to offer the forbidden fruit to Adam, you know, the knowledge of good, fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So Eve tempted Adam with that apple, and it was the serpent, you know, behind her. It was the serpent that gave her the words. The serpent tempted her to tempt Adam, and she just mouthed the words that the serpent gave to her. Nevertheless, Adam went for it. He was excited at the idea of having knowledge, you know, like education, like getting a degree and having lots of knowledge and lording it over other people and having power and money and wealth and influence and being thought to be really smart and clever and, you know, a genius and brilliant and all that kind of stuff. He really thought that was really exciting to him, so he went for it. And so what he did is he responded to the temptation that was operating through Eve, okay? And then they got booted out of paradise. Well, all you have to do is look at the relationships all around you, and you'll see the same thing all over again. Most people get married for the wrong reasons, especially men go for the temptation in the lady. See, he goes for the naughty lady. It's the temptation in her that excites him. See, if she were real nice and very simple, and if there was no temptation, no guile in her at all, then chances are he wouldn't go for it because he's already been tempted. He's already been corrupted. See, most men have already been corrupted. They've been corrupted by their own mother who hated her husband, who hated the boy's father. She claimed her son's love. She probably taught him to hate. She also tempted him in subtle ways to hate his father. So she hated her husband, tempted the boy to side with her against the father. See, and even if she didn't tempt him to hate the father, his mother was probably too much for his father. She nagged him and was never happy, and was never satisfied, and gave him a hard time so much that she drove him away, drove him to other women, or drove him to the drugs or to the bottle, or to become violent. And then there was a divorce. See, and then he was gone. And so the father is gone, and then the boy was left, you know, the mom's left in charge. Most single parent families are run by the woman. And she hated her husband, okay? So the boy grows up, but then he ends up finding a woman with some naughtiness. See, that's what excites him. He needs that. See, most people are so oriented toward temptation. Most people need temptation. They need to become upset about something in order to function, or they need temptation in order to act. See, they're not impelled. They're not self-motivated. They need motivation. They need someone to yell at them or scream at them, or someone to seduce them, or someone to offer some challenge, see, to set goals for them, to challenge them, or to tease them and taunt them. See, that's what they need. So he needs a temptation in order to function. And so it was temptation in his wife that he married. okay? But then once he married her, then he saw the other side of her temptation, the dark side, the nagging side, the bitchy side, the witchy side. Okay? All right. And then she hates him for failing. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland, the host. Why am I telling you all of this? Well, because I want to help you. I want to enlighten you. See, if you could really understand why your father failed. See, if you're a lady, you probably hated your father. And then you project that hate of your father, onto your husband. Okay? Now, most fathers fail their daughters. See, I already began to talk about that, about how the husband was... let me slow down. See, I understand this thing thoroughly, and I've written books on it. I have three books, but two books that are mainly about the husband and wife relationship. They're so good. They are so good. You just have to get... Especially The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You need to get that book. Okay? But I have to cover a lot of ground here, so here I go. All right, so now we talked about the man. He married the temptation in the lady. Now let's look at it from the lady's point of view. Because I said all women hate their husbands. Now let me explain why. I wanted to say that the reason I'm telling you all this is so you can see what's going on. Okay? And if you can really see what we're up against, what people are up against, see, how we can't help her, how we're born... See, we're born failing. We're of the lineage of Adam and Eve. Adam failed. See, he wasn't the noble knight in shining armor. He should have said no to the temptation. He should have said, no, Eve, let's put the apple down. Let's put the apple down. Did you want to hear a cute joke? Well, there was a joke about the end of the world. There's a big nuclear war. This is just a joke, okay? There was a big nuclear war. And all the people were killed. Everyone was killed. The only survivors was a gorilla. So the gorilla was wandering around all by himself, and he wandered around and wandered around, and there was all of a sudden he saw a cave, and as he was passing by the cave, all of a sudden a female gorilla came out of the cave. He said, "Wow, I didn't know there was anybody else here beside me." And she said, "Yes, I'm here." And she said, "Are you hungry?" He said, "Boy, I sure am." So she said, "Let me get you something." So she went back into the cave, and she came out. And she had an apple. So she offered him the apple, and the gorilla said, "Oh no, we're not going to start that all over again." All right, so now you got the idea? All right, so Adam and Eve's story is repeated in every family. The man goes for the temptation and the lady, and he's ambitious, And he goes for her temptation, let's say he's weak. Let's say he's a mama's boy. He's weak. He doesn't have a job. You know, he's a perpetual student. Doesn't have any goals. Sits around, smokes marijuana. Okay? So the other thing is women can't help but go for the failing man. The ambitious man. You know, the Bill Clinton kind of a man. The super ambitious politician type man. Or they go for the weak For the violent man, who they see, they a lot of times women confuse macho, you know, a man that acts tough and talks tough and is macho. They confuse that for real strength. See, they confuse the bravado and the anger and violence for real strength, which it's not. Maybe she goes for that, or she goes for the weak man because of the temptation. She can't help but him for his temptation, but she also sees his weakness, and that way he's malleable and controllable. See? But more than that, he's like her father in some ways. A lot of women find a man that's just like their father. So her father was weak, see? And so she marries a man like that. So he becomes a self-improvement project that she can fix him up, make him into a man, but it never works out. You can't make a man into a man. So anyway, so she marries this weak man. He goes for her temptation, see? And then his temptation is his weakness, his wrongness, his nothingness. See, that tempts her. So the two tempt each other. They marry each other's temptation. But once they're married, see, deep in her heart, a good woman yearns for the man to be a real man, to stand up with manly strength and with patience and gentleness and with kindness and with honor and virtue and wisdom. See? And be the man, okay? Someone that she can lean on. Someone, you know, strong in a good way, see? A noble way. Someone who can become fatherly, like the father she's never known, see? That's what she yearns for. And she yearns for someone who can gently joust with her and correct her naughtiness, not with anger, but with firmness, but with patience. See? So she can just let her hair down and just be her regular old self, and he's always there, always strong, always wise, always See how beautiful that would be? But the problem is, he married her for her temptation. See? So he married the bitchy side, the witchy side. Well, it was the witchy side that excited him, and then he found out it was a bitchy side. See what I mean? Then once they get married, the exciting witch becomes a bitch. Then she nags him, see, and hates him. Hates him for his weakness. Hates him for not being able to help her manage her own dark side. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland, and life could be sweet. Life could be oh so sweet if you could learn a few basic principles and stop hating your husband, stop resenting your husband, stop judging your husband, give him a little space, see, and if you men could learn to be men. See, and realize that what your wife really needs, she doesn't need you to bring her flowers. See, she doesn't need you to take her on a vacation for some jacuzzi hot tub somewhere or for some cruise somewhere where you eat too much and spend too much money. She doesn't need that. See, she doesn't need little love notes left behind and What she needs is for you to be a man. Okay? Now, what does that mean to be a man? What does that mean? Well, what it means is you have to see that you have been weak. Okay? You have been weak. She needed you to be there for. She needed you to be there for her, and your kids need you to be there for you. See, but instead, you were selfish. See, you wanted pleasure. You probably took advantage of her before you got married. You had sex before marriage. See, maybe you didn't even get married. See, a lot of people say, "Well, my boyfriend this, and we've been living together for this so and so long, and so on." And most of the time, when I get questions from people at my website, email questions. It's very often a lady, and the lady would like to get married. She wants to get married. Then I say, "Well, why aren't you getting married?" She says, "Well, he doesn't want to." See, what happens is if you're a lady and you let the man take advantage, you let him move in with you, and have rights to the refrigerator and rights to you, if you'll pardon the expression. See, then now he has his cake and eats it too. He doesn't have any responsibility. See, he doesn't have to be honorable. And he gets all the goodies without having to do his fair share. See? That's why it's so much better to be chaste and pure before marriage, to have courtship, not casual dating, but courtship. You know, where the man comes calling and takes you out for nice little lunch or a little dinner or to a movie or a concert or something, or to go bike riding, or to go water skiing or hiking. Maybe activities with other people there, two or three boys and two or three young ladies. A proper activity, not going to some wild concert where everybody's taking drugs and jumping around and acting foolish, but something nice, hiking or something like that. You know what I mean. Something old-fashioned. And you find out that he's a very decent fellow and responsible and honor, and you find out that he's honorable, and you wait until marriage. See? And then you get married. Okay? And then you enjoy the benefit, nuptial delights of marriage. How beautiful that would be. What a good foot that would be to get started on. But see, a lot of you men make a mistake. The lady, you pressure her. See, a lot of men pressure the lady and she gives in. She thinks, well, if I don't give in, then he'll find somebody else or something like that, which there's some truth to that. The way men are so rotten nowadays, there's some truth to that. But see, if you get him, then what have you gotten? See? But here's the thing, man. I want you to understand this, okay? I want you to understand this. See, I'm on the lady's side, but I'm also on your side, and I want you to see that if you're not honorable with a lady, she's going to judge you. She's going to remember that, see? Then later on, she's not going to trust you. She knows you do not have impeccable honor. She knows that you're willing to take advantage, see? And so she won't trust you. And she, deep in her heart, she says, well, he's just like all other men. He's a user. And later on in marriage, things happen. She's going to remember that you took advantage of her before you got married. See what I mean? And you're going to have hell to pay. She won't have any respect for you. So what you men need is you need to have respect, but not through being mean and violent. I despise violence. I despise it. Okay? What you need is to be strong in a gentle way. See, in a good way. With patience, with kindness, with long-suffering, with forbearance. See, not being a weak milquetoast, not being a doormat, not saying yes, dear, no, dear, and walking around on eggshells because you want sex and you're afraid that if you rock the boat, you'll have hell to pay and then she'll cut you off. Not like that. See, you have to become more fatherly, where you stand for what's right. But you're always there, see, with patience, with long-suffering, with kindness, with a twinkle in your eye, but you say what needs to be said. See, if people are being naughty or spending too much money or things aren't right, and you say, now wait just a minute now, see, knock it off. See, you stand for what's right, but you do so with kindness and patience. not with anger. See? But then she'll respect you. So if you're honorable before marriage, see? And if you're good and decent and kind and patient, see? And you have some backbone and you're a man, then she will respect you. That's what you need. You need her to respect you because she disrespects men. Most women disrespect men. Like I said, all women hate their husbands. So there you are, married to a woman. You find out after you got married that her father wasn't there for her. She resented her father. Maybe something happened. Maybe her father even did something to her, or other men did. Okay? Now you see that she has some baggage. She hates men. Now you have to set the good example, not by being a weakling, but by being a strong, noble, gentle, kind man. See? And she'll give you a hard time. Okay? Well, she gives you a hard time, and you remain patient. See? Maybe for years, she will respect you, and then one day she will love you. She will see that you are a good man, and if she's the good in you, then that's good for her soul. Okay? My name is Roland. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? And you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. This is an excellent program, it really is. And yes, get the book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You really, really need to get that book. It's so good. See, what I'm saying here is so clear to me. I've been saying this for years. It's just so clear to me. So clear. It may not be totally clear to you. You can, when you hear what I'm saying, you say, oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. But that's good. So that means that you ladies can see that you have a problem. And you know what that problem is? Your problem is resentment. That's right. Your problem is resentment. Of course, a lot of ladies have food issues and they're unhappy and things like that. But those are symptoms of a deeper issue, and that is resentment. You have to see that your husband is just a man, okay? And if he's wrong, but don't hate him for it. Don't resent him for it, see? He's just like all other Adams. See, he can't help but being Adam. The only question is, can he at some point, through suffering, and through seeing his family suffer, seeing his wife suffer and scratching his head not knowing what you want, and seeing the kids suffer because he's not there for them, if through suffering he can begin to wake up, see, and throw away his marijuana and throw away his booze and throw away his lottery tickets and throw away his sports talk and sports TV and, see, and set priorities and then see that he's weak. And see that he's wrong, and quietly in his heart be sorry for that, and then start to be the man that you want him to be. Okay? That's what he needs to do. But look, maybe he will find himself, and maybe he won't. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. We don't know. You can't know, you know, you don't know. But in the meantime, what you can do is to stop resenting him. If he's wrong, See, he may not be wrong. You may think you may be projecting other men onto him or your father onto him. He may not be that bad of a guy. He may be halfway decent, but you give him such a hard time. You make his life so miserable. by nagging him and confusing him and belittling him and, see, finding fault with everything that he does, see, and by tempting your kids to hate him, he may not have the space to find himself. So back off, give him a little space, and stop bringing him, okay? Stop bringing men. Stop resenting your husband, okay? That's what you need to do. And then, of course, you men, I already told you what you need to do, and that is don't resent your wife and start to be a decent, noble man. I'll be right back. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Now, the meditation is important because a lot of you are so lost in your worries, doubts, fears, upsets, angers, and so on and so forth. You can't see the forest for the trees. If you get my meditation, you can learn to stand back and calm down and see things more clearly and start letting go of your resentments and, you know, that sort of thing. And life could be sweet. Underneath that nagging exterior, there may be a sweet lady underneath under your husband's wimpy, wrong exterior, there may be some good in there, see? Wouldn't that be nice if the real you could meet the real him? My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.